Pentecostal faith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just Christian.
What's that?
Just born again believers.
Yeah, just born again believers. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So you help the homeless and the addicted and the broken and all that, right?
Yeah, we're a 1-year commitment discipleship program.
Uh-huh. So if somebody said to you, somebody walks in and says from the street, how do I find eternal life? Somebody just out of nowhere, which is, I'm sure you deal with people like that. What would you say, Pastor? Pastor Chris?
Yeah.
What would you say?
What would I say?
Yeah, what would you say? How does a man find eternal life, I'm asking?
Only one way to the Father, through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. You know, we post the Romans Road just for a baseline, but, you know, the only way to the Father is through the Son. So
okay.
It's confessing with your mouth and believing with your heart. The rest of it, you know, confessing with your mouth and believing with your heart, there's a process there. I can say anything
sure.
that I want
words
to
are cheap, aren't they?
But the process, be like you trying to explain chemical engineering to me. You could say everything you wanted to take a process before I could receive it.
So what's the steps? What must a man do or a woman? What must a person do?
You'd have to get in the Word.
Get in the Word. But it's a big Bible.
It is a big Bible.
So what? How would you guide somebody to eternal life?
How would I
guide them? Just hand them a Bible and say, read this?
No, I would tell them about what Jesus did on the cross.
Okay, so you'd start with what Jesus did, right? That's the foundation?
Well, I would explain what's going on.
Okay, so then...
I would explain the fall.
The fall, okay.
Yes.
Fall of man, you mean?
When Adam and Eve fall, I would explain why we were in need of a Savior.
Okay.
And the only avenue to that eternal life is the belief in Christ.
Okay.
That he actually was born of a virgin.
Yeah.
That he died on a cross and that he was buried and... resurrected in 3 days.
Is it just belief in Jesus that saves us? You said believe. Is it just belief?
You have to believe. You know, if you don't believe, then there's your foundation. Even the man on the cross didn't go through a whole lot of steps. He believed.
So, because of what Christ did, we just believe. I'm just trying to understand what you preach as a gospel. Because the Bible says test all things, so I'm trying to figure out what you preach as the gospel.
Well, you're asking some pretty broad questions here.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Answer the same question for me. Why don't you do that?
Okay.
Does
1 Peter 3:15 say be ready to give an answer?
In season.
You're a pastor, right? Okay. So I have a question.
It doesn't mean I know everything. You can't just catch me on the side of the road and send me some loaded questions. Answer them.
But
in
if you're
words.
A pastor, you're supposed to at least know the gospel at the very least.
Well, I don't know everything.
I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah.
What I hear is, can I tell you what I think you lack in your gospel? Are you a truth seeker?
I'll listen to you.
According to God's word, are you a truth seeker?
I am.
Okay. So according to God's word, you're right. Jesus Christ shed his blood and died and made the only narrow way, fully man, fully God. Sheds his blood for the ability for us to be forgiven of sin, ability. And he rises again to defeat death for us. He makes us eligible. He opens the door for us. But you missed a very important word that is actually Jesus' first ministry words. Repent. Lest you repent, you all will perish. Luke 13:3. So even the demons believe that Jesus was God and died and rose again. That's not going to do anything for them. By faith, the Bible says we must repent. And repentance is a change of our mind. I used to be a worldly drunk and a fighter and all kinds of things. You got to change your mind. And then, of course, when you change your mind, you would change your ways. That just makes sense. Otherwise, you'd be double-minded, thinking one thing and doing another thing. So by faith, we repent. And the Bible says an amazing thing. Well, I should explain repentance. Repentance is a leaving of sin, changing your mind and leaving sin and coming out of every false way. So it's coming out of the culture. It's coming out of your flesh. It's coming out of false church systems. There's no lies, error in God. We must come out of all those false ways. That's what true repentance is. And it's would you agree it's an ongoing thing, not just a one-time thing?
It's a one-time, it's an everyday thing.
Yeah, it's an everyday thing. Amen. So by faith, we repent. And the Bible says in Acts 5, a lot of people have this very wrong. The church systems in America have this very wrong. A lot of people think that if you just believe and you kind of change your mind, that God gives the Holy Spirit to anybody. The Bible doesn't say that. Do you know? Maybe you know, you spoke up before. You know who God gives the Holy Spirit to, according to Acts 5?
Those who ask.
I'm sorry?
Those who ask. I don't know, Acts 5 verbatim, but those who ask, if you knock, you'll, you know.
He actually gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him.
Okay.
Yeah, when God sees a willing vessel willing to obey, he doesn't cast his Holy Spirit just to anyone. He gives the Holy Spirit to those that obey him. And when you get the Holy Spirit, you didn't mention this, but you must believe, I'm assuming, you must be born again. Do you believe in that? John 3?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so...
Well, none of this works through the repentance and none of that. If you don't believe, what are you repenting from?
Yeah, but remember the question. I asked you, how do I find eternal life? And I'm walking you through it. By faith and repentance, you must be born again. And then what's the fruit that you're born again? What do you think is the fruit? And Jesus says, we know a tree by its fruit.
Why don't you come over here?
No, I'm going to stand right here. I'm going to stand right here. Can I finish the gospel?
You can't. You got a bunch of loaded questions.
Jesus said, strive to enter through the narrow way. It's not an easy thing to do. You don't just believe and make a mental assent to it. Jesus said, strive. Paul said, work out your salvation with...
fear and trembling.
There you go. It's not easy. It is a hard thing to do. You know why?
The gospel is also so simple that a child can understand.
My grandson was 5 years old and he understood that you got to believe, turn from bad ways. God gives you the spirit, then you should do good and you should endure. My grandson believes that. When he was 5 years old, he got that. That's the biblical gospel. Here, it's on this card. Let me share it with you. I'd like to share it with you too. It's on that card. And we like to challenge people in America to go deeper than what the church systems are teaching you, because if we can't expound the biblical gospel, we're not going to help anybody. We can feed them. We can even get people off drugs. That's great. I'm all for that. But guess what? If I help a homeless guy with food and I don't give him the keys to eternal life, have I loved him eternally?
Well, are you taking him in and cultivating him for an entire year, too?
I couldn't hear you, sir.
We're taking him in and cultivating him for an entire year.
Yeah, but I mean, if you don't have the biblical gospel, how are you really helping them?
Sir, you're not coming in the spirit of the Lord.
Right? Yeah, how are you really helping them? Okay, you must not. It must not be for you then. I hope you repent.
Right,
actually, what I'll do to help you, I have a website. I street preach all over. You can walk away. You don't have to listen to me. I have a website and I street preach all over America. I'll be putting a testing up of your ministry to mark and warn people that, and I have an audio.
Okay.
Public place, public audio.
This ministry goes back 40 years, and you just go ahead and check it out.
It doesn't matter, sir. You don't have the biblical gospel. You're not going to help anyone into eternal life. I'm trying to be as loving as kind. What one thing do you lack?
You can attack us all you want. This is
it's not an attack, sir. It's a test.
This is a ministry of the Lord, and I'm not here to argue.
It's a test. Sir, you're not a minister of the Lord. You didn't know the gospel. You didn't even know the gospel to eternal life. I'm on public property.
Okay, we'll call the police and have
them. I'm on public property. You didn't even know the gospel, sir. We will put a testing up of your ministry in love. The Bible says, test all things. Look at, you're having feminism talk for you. That happened in the garden. That happened in the garden with Adam and Eve. You folks need to repent. We'll put a testing up. We love you. We told you the truth today. God be praised. Repent, you're going to lose your souls. You're going to lose your souls in your false, easy believe gospel. Love y'all. Check out for that testing at don'tperish.com. The testing will be up at don'tperish.com. We love you enough to show the way.